Heather Jasper, my family's association with St Margaret's began at least as far back as 1931 when my parents, Kitty and Ernest, married there on Boxing Day. My own earliest memories are of Sunday school from about the age of three. Unlike nowadays, Sunday school was held in the afternoon at 3 o'clock in the church centre. I don't really remember much about the lessons apart from the fact that they were Bible stories, which seems to have been in my memory forever. But I can still sing a few of the choruses, which we used to sing from week to week. Once a year we had an outing. We went on a bus, which was very exciting. Not many people had cars in those days. We had games and a picnic, as far as I can remember. Another annual thing was the toy service in church. We were asked to bring a favourite toy, which we no longer played with, but was obviously still in good condition. I remember one year taking a child-sized wooden kitchen dresser. All the toys, and usually there were a lot, were then given to children's homes in time for Christmas. We had regular Sunday school services throughout the year, but I remember there was one special one each year. The vicar, Canon Batterby, would give a talk from the pulpit, and then the older children were asked to write their own version and to give it in for the Canon Williamson Memorial Prize. I won it in December 1953. On Coronation Day, we watched the service at home, my sister and my grandfather and I, on a black and white television. Trouble was, you couldn't get the picture and the sound, so we listened to the radio broadcast and watched the pictures, but of course the sound didn't match up what we were seeing on the screen. After the coronation was over, there was a procession of floats through the town to Christchurch Park. I was on St John Ambulance's float in the rain, very wet, of course. When we got to the park, I had to find our group and change into suitable clothes as we were going to do a display of Scottish sword dancing. To my embarrassment, it was so slippery on the grass that I fell on my swords twice. Fortunately, they were only wooden, but I was mortified. About 2 years ago, David, our vicar, sat down beside me in church one day and said, "Have you thought of being a church warden?" I just said, "Me?" It had never crossed my mind, mainly because when I was younger, the then church wardens seemed so important, upright pillars of society, probably younger than I am now, but they did seem old at the time. They each had marked pews labelled church warden, and a warden's staff on each one to make them visible to the congregation. But a lot of people had named pews in those days, but I'm glad to say that stopped many years ago. St Margaret's has always been a very important part of our family life. My sister and I were baptised there, and so were our three children. I love the Lady Chapel. When we have services there, it's such an intimate feeling. It's a much smaller area. Get a feeling of greater togetherness and closeness than when we sit dotted around the main body of the building. Earlier this year, a chandelier in the chapel was dedicated in memory of my father. He was verger for several years after he retired from the milk business. A light's very appropriate for him, as he always had to have good lighting wherever he was and didn't like subdued, soft lighting at all. I've known 5 different vicars in my life and many more curates. Each one had something different to offer, different ways of doing things, but they each had so much to give us. Our associate ministers and lay readers too are different again, so we have quite a varied worship life at St Margaret's. It's a privilege to be a part of it.